For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Matt Steinmetz, Evan Giddings, Dan Dibley, and I would say, of all the hosts, the one who has, in his own way, and he'll take offense to the word, but you know, probably the most disrespectful host toward the Houston Rockets.
I'll accept that. Yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
All right.
You had me nervous there for a second. Oh. No, I'm totally fine with that. No. I don't want it to be disrespectful. They're just not there yet. They're good. They're on their way.
I think that might be the nicest thing you said about them.
He sunned them on Monday.
It's just too soon. They're babies. Can I have a job interview and like three questions in, you're like, oops, I'm not ready.
Yeah, I got actually a great story for you.
I had a great story on that.
I had one of those, and I was like, oh, damn. And actually, thank God I didn't get the job. I wasn't ready.
Can I ask you?
You can ask me anything.
Is there any chance that you think the Houston Rockets are adorable?
No.
He would never think that with Dylan Brooks on the team.
No.
Their offense is too ugly. They can't be adorable.
Yeah, that's true. They're not as cute. De'Aaron Fox is just so, he looks like a little fox. Yeah. And so that nickname's already taken. You know, the Kings, it's not like.
Come up with another one.
I will. Okay. I'll work on it. We got all week. I'll come up with something for the Rockets, but no, they're not adorable, but they're not ready.
You don't have 7 days. You might only have through Monday.
Well, that's 7 days. Yeah. But,
that's true.
Anyway.
I'm having a tough day.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why is your jacket already on? I don't like that.
Nothing.
Are you just cold?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a little chilly.
Yeah, let's just switch your glasses.
Well, I have two different pair. One for far, one for near.
One for networking and one
for
work.
Exactly. Yeah,
just work.
One for there.
Yeah. Evan put me in my place.
Well,
I made a big mistake.
You did it to
yourself. Steph Curry never sat out an entire first half against Portland the year he came back in game four. I could have sworn he did. He didn't. And it's a game that I've referenced many times, apparently inaccurately.
Yeah, it was a quarter, wasn't it? It was like most of a quarter?
He played 13 minutes in the first half.
Not even.
I'd forgotten about it.
The only reason I knew that is because I was at the game. So I was working in Portland at the time.
Oh.
It was the one game that I could go see the Warriors every year or when they made the playoffs. So we bought some late tickets, waltzed into the Moda Center, and watched Steph Curry refuse to hit a shot for like literally 13 minutes. And then in the second half, he erupted. He scored a playoff record 17 in overtime. And all only because Sean Livingston, for the first time in his life, it feels like, got ejected from a game. So Steiny was onto it. He wasn't supposed to play. But Livingston got ejected, so he had to play like 37 minutes.
Was that the Steph game? I'm here. I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Did you guys hear? We had and you guys have Steve Kerr at 4.
Yep.
Sure
Steve
do.
Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors, at 4. We had Moses Moody on earlier.
Yeah, I heard most of it.
I heard Moses and whoever was talking behind him the whole time.
Jimmy.
We think it might have been Butler. That's what the text line said. But how about this? Very interesting. I asked him about his defense. I said, did you hear the interview?
Most of it.
I heard this answer.
Okay.
Most of it.
I said, you know, sometimes I like to figure out whether what we think is actually what's happening. And I said, I think your defense has gotten better over the course of the last 3 or 4 months. Would that be true or not? And he goes, yeah, I think I have. And he talked about his narrow stance.
Yep.
He now is using a narrow stance defensively, which makes sense because then your first step can be longer in either direction. You know, that's the kind of stuff I find it interesting.
No, you love it. You're a man of nuance. And if you think about it, when he described it, I was hearing him too. And I'm like, yeah, it makes perfect sense because if you're narrow and you're in front of the guy, you are in front of the guy. And if he goes left or right, your first step can match his because you're not wide. If you're wide and he goes left or right, you can't match his move because he has the ball and he has the dribble and he automatically has a greater ability to go wider than you. Even if you're narrow, you're already playing defense, pun intended. But if you're narrow, you have a better chance to pick your own angle and be able to be with him through that first step.
He was doing like Juan Soto's batting stance. You know, like some guys, I don't even know how they do this. Some guys just do like a hip swivel. They don't stride into the baseball, which at coming 100 miles an hour, maybe it's smart. But yeah, well, you can't stride.
Well,
I get it.
I'm going to take a little liberty here. And what I really heard him say was, I wasn't taught right at Arkansas under Eric Musselman.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
It is funny how it's like one small thing. Like, it's not like, I was running sand dunes in the summer or, you know, I lifted a ton of weights and I gained 20 pounds. Like, no, I just moved my stance.
Just changed more where I put my foot.
Just simple.
You don't have to play defense in college. Nobody makes shots.
Well,
you also don't have to cover
neither
as
does
much,
anybody on the Rockets.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, you also don't have to cover as much ground on the court. But that's what his job is now. I mean, I don't know who you look at as the number one perimeter player on the Rockets because it felt like they were all just passing it to the other guy. But Moses that's his job on this team. Also, he sounded more confident than I've ever heard him. And maybe he had a little Willard in him, honestly, from earlier this week.
He basically said, we think we're better. We're a better team.
They are.
You know, the funny thing is, I was watching Inside the NBA, and tell me what you think of this. They all agree Houston's more talented. Do you really think the Rockets are more talented?
I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, you know what it means.
No, but should it? I think is like, Dibs and I have had this conversation. I think it's one of the weirdest words and it's sports a lot, but it's a lot of things. You know what I mean? You know this. Like, in our industry, people who are on the air, it's called talent. As if the people who are doing the stuff behind the scenes aren't talented. What does that mean, talented? Talented at what? Like, Steph Curry, no one would be like, oh, the raw talent. But I would argue, maybe if you're able to do what you do with less of the raw, aren't you more talented?
Almost feels like talent equals potential.
I feel like
if a guy's got potential, then he's got talent.
It's a euphemism for an experience. I feel like the way they use it, you know, you just don't know really how to describe it bluntly. And so you're just saying, they're talented and talent could win.
I mean, in fairness,
it's like raw athleticism.
Right.
What does that do for you?
See, I would say, there is a raw athleticism and a developed athleticism, I guess. You know, I was just thinking of the old Jack Nicholson. So you were in grave danger. Is there any other kind?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What if I asked you this? Who's more talented, Logan Webb or Camilla Doval?
Doval.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'd argue Logan Webb. He's a way, way better pitcher, and he actually is able to do it with less of that raw athletic ability. To me, that's incredible talent. But, so whatever. Maybe that's what they meant by the comment. But, of course, the Warriors are better basketball players.
You would think. Or that's what happened in game one. Dibs, what do you expect in game two? Game two.
If you look at how the Rockets can win a basketball game, all you have to do is look at not only these six games, but you look at what has happened for their whole series. And if they don't shoot the basketball, even at a decent clip, they lose. And I did a deep dive on all the games they played this year. And the one game that kind of stands out is the game where you had Dylan Brooks go 10 of 13. And it was the last game they played in the regular year. He shot it great. They shot 48% from the floor, and they won the game. And I look at the last game they played in the playoffs, and they had a, what, plus 22 rebound differential? Or plus 16. Plus 60. Yeah. And it didn't matter because they could not score the basketball. And in the games the Warriors lost, either the Rockets were hot one time, or the Warriors gave up a ton of turnovers, which happened two times. And if the Warriors turn it over 20 times, well, Houston still needs to be able to shoot the ball at a decent clip. And if the Warriors don't turn it over, then Houston has to shoot it really, really, really well. So game two, I do think that it's kind of Houston's last stand. They have to shoot it well, and they have to turn the Warriors over like you guys were talking about and get the Warriors into one of those 20 turnover games. Otherwise, they're not going to win.
I don't disagree with any of that. What did Jalen Green shoot that last game when they beat the Warriors?
He was 9 of 19.
Right.
3 of 7 from 3. He had 21.
Mm-hmm. But do you have any more details? Because here's what I was thinking about that game. I know he made.
He has all the details.
He's got it right there.
He's got a new nickname
today. How many do you have in the fourth quarter?
I don't have the fourth quarter numbers, but I mean.
But I know he made at least two shots where he dribble, pull up on Curry, made them. Right.
Well, the thing about that game was Curry was 1 of 10.
Right.
So Curry had 3 points, and I have a whole list of
10 in the fourth.
In the fourth?
Yeah, and that's kind of my point. They were up, you're up 9, 10. It's a different kind of 18-footer than the 18-footer the other night when it's the playoffs and you're down 5 and you need to cut it to 3 is all I'm saying. Like, he put a couple daggers in that day, that game, and they were up 9 or 7. Fine. And it bumped them up.
The other game that I think is of note is when they won in the NBA Cup 91-90 on that Bull Casey Schmidt call late, whatever, put that call aside. That was a game where Jabari Smith Jr. had 15 on 6 of 11. And that was the game in Houston. And you were pointing it out yesterday or maybe earlier today about Jabari Smith Jr. Like, for me, he is really the X factor. Like, Fred VanVleet, please shoot, Fred. Take my wife, please. He cannot shoot. Sengun's going to get 22 to 24, fine. Jalen Green, whatever. If Jabari Smith Jr. can, like, actually be a decent player, well, then Houston has action.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I don't think it's out of the question to believe that Houston could turn the Warriors over more. Like, that is what they do. I mean, they force teams to play out of style, and I know that the Warriors did not do that in game one, so it looks like they have the blueprint, but we were just talking about things that Houston could do. I don't know if it's more personnel as it is just literally. I actually think they might go even smaller in game two just to try and force the tempo to increase, because the Warriors in a half court setting are just better than Houston. Like, you heard Moses, like, they're just a better team. And so the only way to try and disrupt that sort of flow is to mess with it. And I just feel like that's really what the response in game two is going to be. It's going to be trying to beat them up even more, to run them even more. And then you kind of just hope that the Warriors revert back to what happened the last time they saw them in the regular season, which was they got careless with the ball.
Yeah, they could win tomorrow night. I mean, the Warriors are facing desperation tomorrow night from Houston and in their building. And so, yeah, there'll be intense energy. Houston might win tomorrow night. But they also, you know, I mean, I don't even think it'll be enough if they do. But obviously, they absolutely have to. I heard your Larry Bird conversation. I did hear that too. Yeah. It was game four that he likes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was always, the one where he brought
I've
him
always
down
just
earth.
Liked the even numbered games in general. People always call the pivotal game five. No, it's not. Someone's going to go up 3-2, and then the other team can win the next game, and then it's 3-3.
Right.
The pivotal game for me is when somebody already has a one-game lead and can make it a two-game lead.
I agree completely.
Because if you get a two-game lead, the other team is totally screwed. So tomorrow is completely pivotal. If the Warriors win, then we can start making plans for May.
I mean, the...
kind of already can.
If the Rockets don't come out chippy tomorrow, that would be an awful sign for the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I fully expect a hard foul, or, you know, they're going to take some tough fouls maybe on Curry. They might exaggerate. They're gonna get away with as much as they can possibly get away with. And what I was saying earlier is I just really don't think that's specific to the Warriors. I think it's specific to any team that gets down 1-0 or gets down in a series and it gets a little desperate. Like, that's all you can do outside of tangible adjustments the coach makes. The only thing you can do is try to play harder and try to play harder longer and try to play more physically. Like, that's what the NBA history tells you.
And history tells you that, at least in this matchup this year, is if you get a whistle that is more tolerant, it probably favors Houston. And I'm thinking about that game in the NBA Cup where Steph Curry shot a grand total of one free throw. The Warriors were 4-for-9 from the line for the game. For the game.
4-for-9?
4-for-9. The Rockets were 9-of-10. 19 free throws in a complete basketball game. And I'm looking at the first game of the year, overtime, no Curry, at Houston. Warriors blew a 31-point lead.
Oh, that's right.
Famously, Houston actually took the lead, 102-101. The Warriors shot 50 free throws in that game, 50. And the Rockets shot 24. So you had one game, same two teams, mostly, no Curry, whatever. Even with Curry, you shot fewer free throws. You didn't have Curry, and you shot 50 free throws. There were 74 total in the game. And then two games later, there was 19 free throws in the game. So, like...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Are they all of a sudden not fouling and not defending? No. So a lot of it, I do believe, is dependent on what's allowed and what's tolerated. Because In that game where Steph had 3 points, we've all talked about it. Steph was manhandled. He was, like, fondled, caressed. He was hugged.
They're an Eastern Conference bully team.
Old school.
That happens to be in the Western Conference. And so, for me, the number one hope for tomorrow night is come out healthy. If you get a win, that's awesome. Series is over. If you don't, you still have control. But don't let them hurt you, because Dylan Brooks does that. This is already being discussed in the Boston-Orlando series. Flagrant foul. Jason Tatum is is doubtful for their game too. And Al Horford is out there in the media literally pointing at specific players. That's one game into that series. And Orlando, to me, reminds me of Houston. They play similar style. We're over here like we're young, we're athletic, we can't shoot a lick, and we know how to play defense. Okay, that's not going to work in the playoffs unless you Jalen Rose this thing. Go out there and knock somebody out. That's Houston's chance to win the series. So that worries me.
But the Warriors have won a series in that same way. So Zaza Pachulia staggered underneath Kawhi Leonard and hurt Kawhi Leonard.
A completely different generation of basketball.
No, but you're picking out one thing, and I'm just going to be fair and balanced. And
I'm talking about
the
this
Warriors
series,
have benefited
Dibs.
From.
Who cares?
Dylan Brooks didn't do it this series.
Who cares?
That was 5 years
that's
ago.
That's one game.
That's one guy.
We've played one game.
And you're impugning him based on one thing he did, and I'm just being fair and saying the Warriors have benefited from a similar act of injury. That's all.
Great reference.
It's a fact.
So back to this series.
Exactly.
I worry about
Dylan Brooks didn't do it in this series.
Not yet, because he's played one game. So, yeah. Dylan Brooks has a history.
I almost think Dylan Brooks was too under control in game one.
Probably. Yeah.
Because he's usually more noticeable just with his histrionics. And quite frankly, Draymond was pretty under control too.
The thing with Şengün was not terribly necessary.
No, but
he does the unnecessary.
The Nuggets Clippers series was more chippy in the first game than the Warriors Rockets.
Oh gosh, did you watch that game last night?
I saw some of it.
I lost a tiny little bit of whatever we have for Nikola Jokic.
Oh,
dude,
well.
No. You're 7 feet tall and 800 pounds. Don't do that. Don't do that. James Harden literally touched you with his shoulder and you flew across the floor and acted like a soccer player who had just been shot. Don't do that. You know what? I can already tell you what I'm going to do on Friday. What happened to this rule in the NBA where you got fined when you obviously took a dive? Like, dude, you're the best player on the planet. Don't do it. These guys have got to stop. Jalen Brunson last night, gross. Disgusting basketball. This is the best players in the world. These are the best teams in the world. Don't denigrate yourself that way. It's disgusting. I hate it. It is the least watchable part of the NBA right now. Damn it. Play ball, guys. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
If you get rewarded, you tend to keep doing it.
Which he didn't. He didn't.
But if he did, then it's worth it. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to get a call. That's what these get.
Both those players lost their games.
Nobody suggested the Rockets hurt Steph. But this game's going to be chippy, and I think it's going to be chippy from the outset. This is the other thing. When you talk about adjustments, okay, well, the Rockets could play Adams and Şengün, start them. Okay. I don't think they'll do that. The Rockets can't play an 82-game season, win 52 of them, finish second, play the exact same way in game one, just shoot it terribly in their mind, and then say, we got to change everything. I just think I can just see Udoka saying, we just got to be better and play harder.
Yeah, you got to play better.
You know, and I don't know if there's going to be a lot of adjustments that we'll see and say, oh my gosh, look, they're doing that.
I think the adjustment would be to find somebody who can actually shoot.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the history of the series this year, and you go back to the game that the Warriors won in February, and Curry had 27. Jimmy Butler, one of his first games. The Rockets had a plus 10 in rebound differential, and they lost by 7. It's because they shot 41% from the floor and 55% from the line and 33% from three. So even though you won the rebounding game by 10 and you had 4 more shots, you still lost the game, and you lost it kind of comfortably. You never really led in that game.
Do you have the free throws in that game?
Yeah, I do. The Warriors shot 27, and Houston shot 18. Yeah. So, and that's
I actually believe that the reason the Warriors get to the line more than the Rockets is because they have more basketball players. Know how to draw fouls.
Right. They know how to
all that kind of stuff.
They know. I mean, Jimmy Butler, best player on the floor at doing it.
And the Dubs led by 24 in that game, late third. They won by 7. But the one thing that I found in all these Warrior victories is they lead. They don't lead right away, but they lead in the first half. They build a lead, and then they go ahead and win the game. And I don't know how many of the Warrior games this year are that pattern, but it feels like the Warriors are kind of like the Niners, right? Where the Niners go up 7 or 10 in the fourth quarter, and they're going to win. And if the Niners are down, it's going to be hard for them.
And the Rockets feel like a team that Curry was describing before they got Butler, which is we're not built to come from behind. Like, they're not a team that is made to overcome, although they have, I guess, you know, the 31-point lead you were talking about, 23 in game one. But as far as, like, securing a victory after they play better from ahead. I think that was the key to victory for them the last time they won.
That's
was because
point.
They played from ahead the entire time. And that's really when their defense is as suffocating as it is.
Well, I like what you said earlier, too, Ab. Like, the Rockets, they do not have enough offense to play a half-court game. Therefore, to me, the message the Warriors are probably getting in practice and in film is don't turn the ball over. Do not lead to fast breaks. They are jumpy. They run. They're young. They're fast. They will beat you down the floor if you turn the ball over, and they will get easy buckets and they will dunk. But if you just don't do that, we'll give you 10 turnovers a night.
Yeah.
And if you keep it there, you're going to win because the Rockets are not going to break down the Warrior defense and score a buck 05. They just don't have the goods.
I think they got two fast break dunks in that game.
I'll take it.
That was it.
4 points.
Yeah.
That was like it. Kramer with the coffee. We're prepared to give you free coffee for the rest of your life, and I'll take it. All right.
Not Jimmy Butler.
Steve Kerr at 4 o'clock, everybody. And Willard and Dibb's going to get you ready for game two.
It's like a two-minute guru tack.
On 95.7, The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.